Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The New Personality Self-Portrait. Why You Think, Work, Love, and Act the Way You Do is a popular psychology and self-assessment book by psychiatrist John M. Oldham and writer Lois B. Morris, first developed from earlier work and updated in the 1995 edition. It presents a personality system connected to the American Psychiatric Association Diagnostic Framework, especially DSM-IV. While focusing on normal personality patterns rather than diagnosis. The book invites readers to complete a structured questionnaire and map their responses across 14 personality styles, producing a profile that shows how different traits combine within one person. Its purpose is not to label readers with disorders, but to clarify recurring preferences in relationships, work habits, emotional responses, decision-making, and self-image. Compared with lighter typology books, it is more clinically grounded. Compared with professional manuals, it is written for general readers seeking practical self-understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a DSM-informed model that translates clinical categories into normal personality styles. The central feature of the book is its effort to adapt concepts associated with psychiatric classification into a readable model of everyday personality. Oldham and Morris do not present the personality styles as illnesses. Instead, they describe them as normal patterns that can become more rigid or problematic at their extremes. This approach gives the book a distinctive position between self-help and clinical psychology. The 14 styles are framed as enduring ways people seek security, recognition, autonomy, intimacy, order, stimulation, or emotional intensity. Because the model is connected to DSM-IV, it avoids treating personality as a set of arbitrary labels, yet it also softens the clinical tone by emphasizing adaptive strengths. A conscientious style, for example, may support reliability and high standards, while an excessive version may create inflexibility. The value of this structure is that it shows continuity between ordinary traits and more troublesome patterns without implying that every strong trait is pathological. Secondly, the self-test turns personality reading into a structured personal profile. The book begins with a questionnaire of more than 100 items that asks readers to assess typical attitudes, behaviors, preferences, and interpersonal reactions. Its practical innovation is not simply that it offers a test, but that it produces a profile rather than forcing readers into a single type. Readers plot their responses across the personality styles and see which styles are dominant, secondary, or relatively weak. This method reflects a more realistic view of personality because most people recognize themselves in several patterns at once. Someone may be conscientious at work, devoted in close relationships, and sensitive in unfamiliar social settings. By presenting the result as a portrait, the authors encourage readers to think in combinations, tensions, and proportions. The test also functions as a guided reading tool. Once readers identify their stronger styles, they can focus on the chapters that explain how those traits may appear in love, family life, ambition, conflict, and stress. Thirdly, personality is shown as a set of strengths that also create predictable vulnerabilities. A recurring idea in the new personality self-portrait is that the same trait can be useful in one context and limiting in another. The book avoids a simple good trait versus bad trait framework. Instead, each style is presented as a package of tendencies that carries both competence and risk. A vigilant person may be perceptive and difficult to deceive, but may also struggle with trust. A dramatic person may bring expressiveness and social energy, yet may become dependent on attention. A solitary person may be self-contained and calm, while finding intimacy or group collaboration more difficult. This dual treatment is important because it prevents the self-test from becoming mere flattery or self-criticism. Readers are asked to see why a pattern developed its usefulness, but also where it may narrow choices. The book, therefore, encourages a practical kind of self-knowledge, not changing personality wholesale, but recognizing when a familiar style is helping and when it is taking over. Fourthly, relationships and work are treated as the main testing grounds of personality. The subtitle points to the book's emphasis on how personality becomes visible in everyday roles thinking, working, loving, and acting. Oldham and Morris repeatedly connect inner style to outward behavior, especially in relationships and employment. A style that feels natural to one person may create confusion or conflict for another. For example, a self-confident style may support leadership and decisiveness, but can be experienced by others as dominance if not balanced by receptiveness. A devoted style may strengthen loyalty and cooperation, but may lead to difficulty asserting independent needs. In work settings, the same logic applies to supervision, teamwork, risk-taking, routine, and ambition. This makes the book useful beyond private reflection because it gives language for mismatches between people. Rather than assuming that conflict always results from bad intentions, the model suggests that people often operate from different trait priorities. Understanding those priorities can make expectations more explicit and reduce unnecessary personalization of disagreement. Lastly, the book balances accessibility with the limits of self-assessment, although the book is designed for general readers. Its clinical ancestry gives it more complexity than many personality guides. That complexity is a strength, but also a limitation. The questionnaire and style chapters can help readers organize observations about themselves, yet self-report tests depend on honesty, self-awareness, mood, and interpretation of questions. The authors position the tool as a way to understand normal personality structure, not as a substitute for clinical evaluation. This distinction matters because DSM-related language can tempt readers to over-identify with labels or to diagnose others informally. The best use of the book is reflective rather than categorical, noticing patterns, testing them against experience, and considering how they affect choices. Its accessible style makes psychiatric ideas less intimidating, but readers still need caution when applying the framework to serious emotional distress, relationship abuse, or workplace dysfunction. In those cases, the portrait may offer vocabulary, but not a complete explanation or remedy. In conclusion, the new personality self-portrait is best suited for readers who want a more systematic account of personality than casual type quizzes provide, but who are not looking for a technical psychiatric manual. It will be especially useful for people interested in self-observation, couples who want language for recurring differences, managers or coaches who need a non-judgmental vocabulary for work styles, and mental health students seeking an accessible bridge between normal traits and clinical categories. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers see personality as a profile of interacting tendencies rather than a fixed label. That makes it easier to understand why a trait can be productive in one setting and costly in another. Intellectually, the book stands out because it draws from the DSM tradition while reframing its categories for ordinary personality understanding. Many popular personality books rely on symbolic systems, four type models, or broad temperament groupings. Oldham and Morris offer a more granular map with 14 styles and attention to the continuum between adaptation and difficulty. Its strongest contribution is not prediction, but careful description. It helps readers name patterns they may already sense but have not organized clearly. If you would like to support John Oldham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.